welcome back. This is Zelda Working Title Podcast, and we are about to cover Sony's 2011 E3 conference. And here with me, we still have Matt, Nick, and Angel.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
In case Adam cut the original beginning off of this, he said Microsoft the first time and totally fucked it up. He's
I'll
a retard.
I'll just mute you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, fuck you. He makes nothing but mistakes. Him running this podcast is like giving a drunk the keys to your car.
Him the running, best decision you've ever made.
He runs this podcast like Mr. Caffeine runs a Microsoft press conference.
Whoa! Zing! Oh, let's take this time to recap the conferences real fast.
Oh, yeah.
If you weren't following us on Twitter, EA had a pretty strong showing,
yeah,
I think.
They did a pretty good job. They focused a little... I mean, I guess FIFA, obviously for shareholders, I mean, they make a ton of money off of FIFA.
But they played FIFA for a long time.
Yeah, they talked about FIFA forever.
And Madden.
They talked about SSX, which I'm really excited for.
Yeah,
oh,
SSX.
Yeah. Big time.
Was Need for Speed.
Yeah, there's a new Need for Speed.
Battlefield 3.
Yeah, they showed a lot
of cool-looking games.
They did a good job, yeah. They handled it well.
Yeah, Ubisoft started strong. Rayman looks cool. Everything else boring as
nose
shit.
Nosedive.
Yeah.
Except Assassin's Creed. If you're an Assassin's Creed fan, I'm sure that was exciting. Everything in the middle, though, really
unnecessary.
Boring. And yeah, there was a guy called Mr. Caffeine.
Who hosted.
He was terrible.
Many deaths upon him.
Yeah.
He looked kind of like J.J. Abrams' younger brother. Younger annoying brother.
Oh, gosh. I'm having Mr. Caffeine flashbacks. I hate that man. I think the internet... I don't think that guy's ever going to host another one of those.
I hope not.
See, yeah. I think what they're going to do next year is it's going to be Joel McHale and Mr. Caffeine, and they're just going to have... The world's probably just going to explode from their witty banter.
I was really hoping that like, an assassin would come in from the skies and kill him.
Yeah. I think Mr. Caffeine must work for Ubisoft.
Yeah, I think he did.
Because they said Ubisoft's own.
Right.
So I don't know what he does.
He's like Ubisoft's version of Kevin Butler, except not as funny.
I'm guessing he sexually harasses so many people in the workplace.
Yeah, no,
oh,
I know,
man, like, Kevin Butler! I forgot about him. He's probably going to be on and say silly stuff about PSN being
down. Jade Raymond's not there anymore because Mr. Caffeine made too many unwanted advances.
Yeah, probably. Whatever happened to her? Does she not work there anymore?
I don't know.
I think she left for another company.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
You think Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to be announced? Hope so.
I don't know.
God, I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Yo, I got my thumbs crossed.
your thumbers crossed.
You got your thumbers crossed.
Oh man, this is starting late. This isn't a good sign. This might mean that Sony they don't even have anything for you.
Yeah, they probably broke all of their.
They probably got hacked again.
They got hacked. Yeah.
Well, Sony's starting.
NGP.
I was only playing.
Get
Charted.
It.
What the fuck is this? Ooh. Wait, God of War?
Nice dubstep. Green Lantern.
Everybody's got their 3D glasses on.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, good. iPad's back.
Yeah. What's that?
I think you guys are like 10 seconds ahead of my stream.
Oh, really?
Do you see Captain America?
Yeah,
sounds
Captain
like it.
Captain America just jumped out.
No, I'm with baseball.
You need a refresher, Adam.
Lightning storm, Captain America.
So, Sony started off with a,
Twisted Metal, something weird.
Video,
started off 10 minutes late. 20 minutes late.
Yeah. No, Uncharted. Yeah, 18.
More 3D shit.
Yeah.
God of War.
Ratchet and Clank.
Baseball.
See, now I think I'm ahead of you guys. Montage.
It hasn't even started.
Oh, just a montage? Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Hasn't even started.
What are you seeing right now, Adam?
He just said John Riccitiello joining us live tomorrow, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just see a bunch of people.
At the end of this montage, we expect it will be starting.
Green Lantern.
Well, guys, it's going to be a great game.
Uncharted 3.
It's
going to
be a great movie.
Adam, what are you watching right now?
Rayman Origins.
Yeah, I just saw
Final Fantasy 12
Final
2.
Fantasy. That just yeah. Ninja Gaiden
glasses. Oh man, those are some slick 3D glasses.
Yeah. BioShock Infinite.
BioShock Infinite, yeah.
Yeah, we're all good.
More Dead Rising 2.
Dead Rising 2, Captain America.
Oh, wait, what was that?
The longest fucking montage.
Yeah, I know.
Last Guardian?
Of games that aren't even exclusive.
That was more Dead Rising 2. Two guys sitting in a douchebag.
Infamous 2.
Oh, Infamous 2, okay.
Wait, doesn't Infamous 2 come out, like, in a week?
Yeah.
I think so.
Huh.
Makes sense to show it in E3.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, guys. Remember, tonight, if you have a 3DS, you can download the new firmware update, which will give you the eShop. And then you have until July 7th, I believe, to get Excite Bikes for free.
Oh, wait. It's starting, guys!
Ah! Make Sony. Believe.
Make believe.
Like, just make believe that this is going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam, you can start the audio, like, right here.
Okay.
Wow, what a crowd. There are a lot of
That's all you have to say.
There.
Great joke.
Yeah, knocked it out of the park.
Good afternoon.
Better than Mr. Caffeine.
Glad to have you here at the Los
Angeles. And we brought in Mr. Caffeine!
you loved him earlier.
We have joining us here live. I want to welcome those of you watching at home on G4, in the PlayStation blog and PlayStation
We so watched this from PlayStation
various
Home.
Streaming internet options all yeah, over yeah. the world, so thank you for joining us here
good
today.
Night.
That'd be pretty cool, actually.
Thank you, good night.
This isn't the first time
I've
come to the stage at an E3 press conference with an elephant
My
in the room.
Bone.
And of course, I'm referring to the PlayStation Network outage. And this is the first opportunity for me to personally
Let's discuss it.
Fuck
address
you.
Everybody and discuss it a little bit. So my friends who are reporters tell me that there's absolutely nothing in the world that makes their editor's day like controversy and bad news. So to all our esteemed members of the press, I say...
And to everyone else,
and to everybody who lost all their credit card information, you're
sorry.
Welcome.
To our third-party publishing partners, you guys have been with us for over 15 years making tremendous games, and I know the network outage was costly to you. And what's been incredibly inspiring is your support and your offers.
They sent a bunch of like brownies and gift baskets to the Sony head.
Yeah, is Sony like five people working really hard?
Yeah.
To our retail partners.
Modest ambitions.
You gave us shelf space when there was no PlayStation brand, and you've given us more than our fair share since 1995 when we launched the original PlayStation. And after just having the best year since PlayStation 3 launched, we're seeing sales of PlayStation 3 exceeding last year's lofty numbers throughout the PlayStation launch.
Wow.
In fact, last week's numbers alone were up 27%.
Isn't there something said that you shouldn't wear something that matches your skin color?
Which brings me to the audience that I'm most interested in addressing.
He's wearing a nude suit.
I like visual jokes on the podcast.
You are
Oh man, look at that. What's the deal with that?
There is no PlayStation. And I want to apologize both personally and on behalf of the company for any anxiety that we've caused you. I know we took you away from doing what you
connecting.
Enjoy most.
Connecting.
You can't use that.
Connect's coming here.
Enjoying the many entertainment
That's a trademark
on
word.
PlayStation Network. And it is you that both causes us to be humble and amazed at the amount of dedication and support.
Lone Star just started playing in the background right now.
Network activity is currently at over 90% of the original levels before the network outage. And that is something we absolutely do not take lightly. We are committed more than ever to making sure that the PlayStation
and
Network...
Everyone can watch Click for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
For everybody. And for those of you who left the PlayStation brand or have never been part of the PlayStation family, we hope the next 90 minutes will go a long way in convincing
They're just going to show Click.
It's not about us telling you. It's
Enjoy Adam Sandler in this wacky time-shifting movie.
Everything this timeless classic.
Talk about today yeah. on stage
Wink.
Will be playable across 120 different gaming stations directly after the press conference.
What did he just say?
In an arcade right here on the floor.
Use your ears, Adam.
It is these connected devices. Thank you. It is these connected devices that define our heritage and continue to be the key to our future.
I think he may have said connect more than they did in the Microsoft.
By the PlayStation Can they bring some like hot babes out on stage?
Yeah, if there were like some booth babes shaking their asses right next to him.
Just flapping their lips up on stage. God.
The services like Hulu Plus,
he's flapping his lips right now.
MLB TV, NHL Game Center, Music Unlimited, our service for streaming 8 million songs directly to your devices, and of course, Netflix. In fact, recent studies show that PlayStation 3 is the leading device for watching Netflix, generating more than 30% of Netflix's total streaming usage. It's an example, it's a great example of how PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Network connect consumers to the content they love.
I'm having flashbacks of press conferences past and remembering how numbersy all the Sony conferences are.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Just long, boring speeches.
Well, I mean, that's going to happen for about half an hour tomorrow at Nintendo, I'm sure.
No, Nintendo's usually fly by, and they usually do a good job of announcing titles and stuff like that.
Shh, guys, I want to hear about this MLB.TV.
With millions of consumers.
Our commitment to
like
you,
TV on TV. Thanks, Microsoft.
Industry-defining entertainment experiences to PlayStation and PlayStation Network each step of the way. With the evolution of the hardware and the addition of all the services we just mentioned, the value of the platform is exponentially greater today than it was a few short
years
ago.
We lied.
You heard us
Everything
say
is better everywhere else.
That just aren't exclusive to PS3. They're only possible on PS3. And one franchise
Yay.
Has become synonymous with beauty, perfection, and the power of the PlayStation.
Ooh, they're starting off right now?
Uncharted.
Yeah.
We first introduced this franchise in
Predictions were correct.
With Uncharted Drake's Fortune, and followed it up with 2009's critically acclaimed Game of the Year, Uncharted 2, Among Thieves. To show you the latest from Naughty Dog, please welcome co-presidents Evan
Christoph
Wells and
Balestra.
Christoph Balestra.
Hi, everyone. At Naughty Dog, for the last 17 years, it's been our team's mission to squeeze every single last bit of performance out of PlayStation hardware. And with Uncharted 3, we're raising the bar for ourselves yet again. It's a huge E3 for us this year, with a ton of single-player and multiplayer content to show.
Are there any American like video game designers?
This is Uncharted
3. Yeah, why do they bring... I just don't comfort French people.
Yeah.
I need to get more... Wow, he sure is walking around that rainy boat. What are the boats today?
I don't know.
Big theme of today's E3 conferences.
Well, the first Uncharted starts on a boat, doesn't it?
Yeah, small boat. Really small boat.
Drake's on a cruise in this one. Having a good time.
Titanic!
And Jason comes out of nowhere and kills him.
Are they really going to show us the most boring part of the game?
Stealth. Come on.
All these demos start out with people going stealth. Why do they always start out like that?
Because that's the most popular way to start games off. It's been proven in the polls.
Which polls?
My internet polls. I don't know.
The May polls.
Oh. Oh my god.
Water looks good.
Yeah, well, the game looks great.
It's nice that he's, like, shifting his weight in accordance to how the boat's, like, moving.
He's holding weight.
Ooh!
He's got drugs up his butthole.
Up his butthole? Like, hole as in, like, total? Like, yeah. His entire butt's full of drugs.
You ever wonder how many people he's actually killed throughout, these past three games?
There's actually going to be a part of the game where you have nightmares about how many people you've murdered.
That's actually a part of Metal Gear Solid 3.
Oh. Spoiled it for myself.
Nice.
Get in there, Nady Drakes.
Sure is exciting. Why don't they just play through the whole game on stage? They couldn't pick an action set piece to show us?
I know, they showed the train sequence last year.
The only people who have done a good job with this is the Mass Effect team. This year. They showed an exciting part. And the Assassin's Creed one was pretty good, too. This is so fucking boring.
This ruins the part when you actually have to play this in the game, it ruins it.
Yeah,
I know.
Because the music's really
tense. I bet he's gonna jump over to that thing.
Oh, to the ledge! To the ledge, stupid! There you go.
Stick, stupid.
So this is a reboot title, right? This is before he becomes an explorer, and he has to kill people that's trying to help him.
Yeah, it's a gritty reboot. He's in a cave and he finds Jesus. And then
get the gun!
Oh, it's over! Well, that's it.
Oh, game's over.
Oh, black guy.
Oh, yeah, he's the new partner.
That's it. Keep laughing.
Does he have a sexy butt, too?
It's definitely not the new partner.
That's one thing I never understood about the grenades, why they just blink like that.
It's so that you can see that there's grenades on the ground and you don't blow up.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying, we can find some other ways.
Because the manufacturers thought it would be cool and futuristic to add neon lights to them.
It's not good, is that his car that just blew up?
Ha! I just paid for that thing.
It's probably going to get exciting once the water floods this entire boat.
It's probably going to end once the water floods the entire boat.
This is pretty cool, though,
Yeah, the way it's building up is pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Oh, whoa.
No.
He's LaBoofing.
Did David O. Russell direct this sequence?
Yeah. That was really cool.
This game's gonna
ship
be amazing.
Is now sideways.
Nice.
I know. They're not showing things that are gonna sell me on this game. They're just ruining cool stuff from the game.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get out of there, Nathan Drake. Oh.
He's dead.
Did he just get smashed by a vending machine?
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
And that's how Nathan Drake dies. The end.
Press triangle!
Yeah, why didn't he mash on triangle before he got submerged underwater? Quick, light a torch.
Quick, light a torch!
Oxygen left. This isn't gritty enough, guys. He's clean.
Don't worry, he's gonna walk out into a really dusty, dirty desert and fight a modern war.
Well, he has to. He does.
He does go into a dirty desert.
The dirty desert. It's a filthy desert.
Full of dirty dentists.
Oh, God.
Ah.
Yeah, I told you.
Oh, he was deceiving us the whole time.
Nathan Drake versus the Titanic.
Jimmy James Cameron comes on stage.
What?
In addition to making a best-in-class single-player game, wanted to bring the...
Wait, that's
going to
be a Semitic experience?
Yeah. Nathan Drake is a Jew now.
Oh, whoa.
Created is a truly unique online
Adam,
game
this one's for you.
Awesome.
You can check it out for yourself when the Uncharted 3 multiplayer beta begins on June 28th. But that's not all.
Uh-oh.
In several restaurants to set up a one-of-a-kind opportunity.
During can eat footlongs!
Fans across the U.S., can head to their local Subway to get
that's
early access.
That's the weirdest beta I've ever heard of. Experience.
I'm not talking about an early beta. I'm talking access to the entire competitive game.
Not like trying to promote another like title, instead just promoting sandwiches.
We go, so I get free we'd like to give you another look at Drake's next adventure. This time, it's in full 3D. So put on your glasses.
They're going to show us the exact same video, but this time in 3D. If I hear another fucking Skrillex song, I'm gonna kill myself. No, it's this clip again.
Don't.
A shortened version of this clip.
I wonder what you're doing.
Okay, tell me if anything exciting happened.
Not bullets or blood, broken bones. You get off on all this, don't you?
Why is Helen Mirren so obsessed with killing Nathan Drake?
The map proves it. Drake sailed straight through and headed to Arabia.
Great, but what for?
The legend crops up over and over. Ubar.
Ooh, there's a dirty desert.
City of immeasurable
wealth. There's that dirty desert.
Destroyed by God for its arrogance.
The Atlantis of the Sands.
Small problem.
It's a lot of miles.
600 miles.
We're gonna get to walk all of them.
Yeah.
I like the immeasurable wealth part anyway.
You thought Just Cause 2 was a huge sandbox.
Finally, Drake's secret?
Man, those graphics.
Yeah.
Ooh, Chloe's back?
Don't trust Drake.
Yeah.
What are you trying to prove?
I'm not trying to prove anything.
I just want to make sure we're doing this for the right reason.
Ooh.
Quit acting like you're ready to lay down and die.
You're getting reckless. I taught you better than that.
Drop your weapons.
Did Sully shave?
Think so.
Pull the trigger.
He's got a little bit of stubble, but... Oh, whoa.
Man. What you're looking for. It's like a movie trailer.
I know, right?
I know, none of that pre-rendered bullshit. It's all in-game.
Well, is there even any pre-rendered stuff in the game?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Whoa. Nice.
That looked fantastic.
Not going down there without some hardware.
Go talk to that rug merchant we just passed.
No guns, weapons.
He's not really a rug merchant.
Oh, I see what they did there.
Sort of Skyrim in it.
Can't wait for that game. I need to make a lot of money
November
by November.
I know, November is war on my wallet.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to sell a few copies of that bad boy. Uncharted 3.
It's not out, you idiot. How can it be your favorite?
Everyone in this room, I can't wait to...
God, I hate this guy.
Now, for the last 15 years, one of the best excuses...
That just sounded sad.
...has been this next developer, Insomniac Games. They're the creators of some of the most iconic franchises on PlayStation, from Spyro the Dragon to Ratchet and Clank. Let's please welcome Marcus Smith from Insomniac Games to demonstrate their next great PS3 masterpiece.
The one Resistance. Guy really likes Resistance.
Yeah. That guy was so stoked.
He's like, I didn't know they were talking about this game. I'm so excited.
Oh man, that t-shirt's great.
4 years after the events of Resistance 2, the
Chimera. It looks like his skull.
Humans face extinction.
He does have a bit of a wide head.
Pretty bleak.
And four eyes.
Where we pick up the story tonight, our hero, Joseph Capelli, the last sentinel, has made the difficult choice of leaving his family in Oklahoma in order
that's
to
bullshit, attempt
a daring
because there's no brave people come out from out Oklahoma.
The Chimera in New York City.
Yeah.
During this harrowing journey across the United States, the player will meet several survivor groups, each of whom has developed their own way to resist. In St. Louis tonight, where tonight's demo takes place, for example, Capelli meets with a group of young rebels who call themselves the Remnants. Together, they'll join forces to perform a dangerous ambush on a Chimeran dropship, hoping to acquire its valuable power core. You guys with me? Cheap seats.
Pulling a little joke.
So I'm going to shut up.
Hey,
now
he's just going to do the part where you just walk around and you don't get into any of the action.
Put on your glasses.
Have you guys played any of the Resistance games?
Yeah, I played both
no.
ones, too.
Okay.
This one looks a lot darker than the other ones.
Yeah, I haven't played two. I played one.
These guys
two
are
is
on
a lot
fire.
Better.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
How many weapons did he cycle through?
There are so many weapons in the first game.
Yeah. Did he create like a singularity?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's what it looks
crazy.
Like.
Fucking biters. I remember that gun. That gun's just ridiculous.
Oh!
Yeah.
Nice.
I know the one that shoots through walls and throws up barriers.
Whoa, I love those magnums with exploding rounds.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We're going to jump ahead just a little bit here. The ambush has gone bad. The player has to pick up the power core.
Hey, look.
And run for their
lives. Cutting to the action.
That's a good...
Is that a giant enemy crab?
I think so.
Perfect.
Looks like a collector.
Yeah.
They just decided to make this Mass Effect 2 in a World War II setting. That's what they did.
Oh, look, it's Shepard!
Jesus Christ.
You're gonna find him in this game. You gotta play Tomb Raider for that.
Another giant monster.
A short while later.
Yeah. That was cool.
Thanks.
Alright, so there
I
you
guess.
Go. Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks.
Ooh.
There's 3 minutes of Resistance 3 in 3D. Since most of you probably don't have 70-foot-wide diagonal screens at home...
Man, he's pulling some
nobody
really
good, laughed.
Yeah, these jokes are going over so well.
These guys are comedic geniuses. Thanks a lot, you fucking douchebag.
Thanks a lot, Marcus. That looks fantastic. The combination of move
oh, I hope they show
that,
that like
was really good
move
in Resistance
wizard
3
game.
Gameplay.
In Resistance 3 is a perfect example of immersive and action-packed gameplay taking advantage of 3D and PlayStation Move. And we're pleased to announce today they will be launching a Resistance 3 sharpshooter bundle. The bundle, available on September 6th, will include Resistance 3, the sharpshooter, a PlayStation
$150.
Move, a navigation controller, and a PlayStation Eye camera.
Yeah, you're getting
that's,
basically
that's
getting
actually
the game
a really
for free.
Good deal. Yeah,
that is a really good bundle.
Like HD and Blu-ray, we know that gamers are going to drive 3D adoption. In our
yeah, but figure this game comes out. When does this game come out? Later this year.
And we're adding more content all the time. And with that, we'd like to announce two special collections coming to PlayStation 3. To start with, one of our most popular icons, Kratos, will be available.
But it's just
for
a 3D character
3D.
Model. It's not
God
a game.
God of War Origins Collection is a remastered version of the PSP titles Chains of Olympus and Ghosts of Sparta. In addition, we will launch a second collection remastered in HD,
oh, yes.
including the very
yes.
yeah.
Eco.
Did you say
oh,
those were 3D?
Cover. Yeah.
Ho.
Both the God of War Origins Collection and the
Eco
and Shadow of the Colossus Collection
ooh,
will be launched
I'm definitely
in
playing
September
Shadow of the Colossus
and be fully playable
in
3D.
3D.
Now, as you know, every PlayStation 3 can play 3D Blu-ray games and movies. And with franchises like God of War, Uncharted, Killzone, Ratchet and Clank, and Resistance, adding to the more than 100 3D games on the platform, PlayStation is...
You made that very clear last year. 3D.
I know. Show some more 3D videos that we can't see.
Yeah. For consumers when it comes to 3D adoption. The other is price. We're going to break the mold on pricing for 3D this year.
Free 3D.
Make the entrance into 3D more affordable than ever for everyone. I'm happy to announce today that there will be two new 3D hardware products available on the PlayStation portfolio. To start with, we're introducing a PlayStation branded 3D display.
Cool.
This is a 24-inch display developed specifically to provide consumers with affordable access to best-in-class 3D entertainment. It's perfect for dorm rooms, family rooms, and bedrooms. Consumers can enjoy their favorite TV shows, movies, and games in high definition or in stunning 3D.
When's it coming out?
It also comes with a truly technology that allows two people playing a game to see individual, unique, full-screen images rather than a split-screen image. It's like having two separate TVs in one. It's great for two-player mode.
Do I have to wear glasses?
Wait,
yeah, of course. Co-op game. You've never heard of that? At different angles, you can see different
images.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. I'm just saying, I'm impressed.
So you're no longer faced with splitting the screen in half with other players. Now, in addition, the market has been calling for a less expensive pair of 3D glasses. We're addressing that concern with the second peripheral we're announcing today. This fall, we'll be offering a great opportunity for current 3D TV owners to add an affordable pair of active 3D glasses that will work with a variety of 3D TVs and displays. The PlayStation 3D monitor will be available this fall and will be bundled with a pair of PlayStation 3D glasses, a 6-foot HDMI cable, and one of this year's marquee PS3 titles, Resistance 3. The glasses, the 3D game, and the HDMI cable represent more than $150 in value. And I'm happy to
That isn't bad at all.
Does it display at 1080p?
Yeah. It has to, because it's 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Additional pairs of the PlayStation glasses will retail for $69.99.
$70 glasses?
These are incredible products and values that will lower the price barrier and drive 3D
cheaper,
adoption.
Still
really expensive for glasses.
Really expensive for 3D. I don't want 3D.
And offering an immersive experience
I
to
wear
everyone.
Glasses on top of my glasses.
And these 3D products do just that. Now, you've heard us say it before, but one critical element that adds to the 3D experience and brings gamers closer to the action is PlayStation Move.
I'm guessing a price drop on this
Move
because that bundle
incredible momentum
was
since
so
its
cheap.
Last September,
I hope so.
With 8.8 million units sold to date worldwide and more than 200 games available worldwide by the end of this year. It has been a tremendous success, and consumers are taking notice how Move is adding more value and deeper engaging experiences to their gaming library. To show you an example of how PlayStation Move is coming to some of the biggest brands in the industry, please welcome from 2K Sports, Chris Schneider.
Did they say two glasses or one set of one pair of glasses?
One pair of glasses. So the extra pair of glasses for two-player mode is $70.
Today we're excited to give you a sneak peek of the number one rated basketball simulation 11 years running, NBA 2K12. Every year we do our best to raise a bar in sports gaming and strive to be the game of
man
choice.
Man caves.
From NBA locker rooms
man
and
caves.
Team buses to frat houses and man caves all over
the world.
Punch
this guy in the man cave.
Last year we did the unthinkable and put the greatest NBA player ever on the cover, Michael Jordan.
This time you can play as Michael Jordan's kids.
NBA 2K11 was overwhelming. Over 5 million units sold thus far, and 21 Sports Game of the Year awards. With NBA 2K12, we worked even harder to improve every feature in the game. We aim to expand the market further. We're introducing a new feature actually today.
Oh, I wonder what it's going to
use. Let's take a look.
All right, you can't guess.
Thanks, Chris. NBA on the move.
The Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Using the
kudos to know that's going
to
come out.
I simply target the player I want to pass to, press the pass button, and there it is. When I'm ready to shoot, I simply pass the ball, pull the trigger on the bottom, and my player will
perform
the
best move in his arsenal to get
the shot off. I think Twitter just died. Now on the defensive side, all I need to do is target the defender closest to the ball, and if I want to go for a steal,
that's far too many buttons.
Or if I want to go for a block, I'll just pull the trigger.
What is that thing?
It's just you can use a trigger to pass instead of a button.
And one that advanced users
and casual
users
alike
can jump right into and start dominating right away.
No, I don't think so.
That just feels annoying.
More realism,
because all basketball players use a wand.
Yeah. All with one mission.
Well, wizard basketball players, too.
The camera guy is right in his face.
There's one thing that we've learned over the years with the franchise. It says all types of people want the true NBA action, true NBA experience. From the hardcore gamer to the elite athlete to the sports nut. Even rookies looking to get in on the action. NBA on the Move is not just for the hardcore. It's accessible simulation basketball. Anyone can pick up and play.
Free.
And when we say anyone can pick up and
even
play,
me?
We mean it. We're going to invite a very special guest
Kobe
out here
Bryant.
Tonight
oh,
to prove
shit.
That point.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen,
from and
the
he's
Los
retarded,
Angeles
and
Lakers,
everyone
Kobe
knows
Bryant.
That he can't play video games.
Yeah.
That rap song is six times louder than anything else in this conference.
Yeah.
Just playing.
No. Just playing.
Oh, wow.
Which team are you?
Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. It'd be better if he was like, I'm the Heat, you fucking piece of shit. Fuck you.
I do not understand. That's rude. They're having a great year, okay?
All right.
But this is the Late Show.
Wait,
time.
Late Show with David Letterman?
Yeah. All right.
David Letterman's coming out, guys.
Give me the thing, man.
What can you do?
Give me the thing, man.
We really need some. Can this be in 3D? So it's more.
This uncomfortable silence is even better.
Uh oh.
I ain't worried about it. It's part of the game.
It's all right.
Don't worry about it.
That's why I play as the Heat.
Man,
he looks like a baby holding.
See what you can do this time. Oh no, Kobe! That was a foul. I saw a push there. Tell you.
It's why I play as the Heat.
The Heat ain't got five of them things, though.
Now you gotta play that defense.
You can see the sweat on their faces.
This is crazy. Boring is what it is.
This is crazy.
Kobe.
Oh boy.
Not realistic at all. Forget everything I just said. That's just not realistic.
All right, now let's see what you can do.
You see that he's not, like, moving his hands at all. So, like, why is it even using move?
Come on, shoot the ball, D-Fish.
Because, just think, how would you be able to play basketball?
Did he use Eddie Murphy us?
Now that's real.
I think he just did.
What I just said.
I want the knife. Please.
You want some video games. You cannot have none.
You know, it's, when I got here, I went in the back and I was playing a little bit, kind of looking at the game and so forth. And we're actually.
They should let him play the rape simulator and see how good he is at that one.
Oof.
So that, I mean, that's,
I made a rape joke on Twitter too.
Oh, did you?
So my hat's off to you.
Not about this.
Kobe, the running the triangle offense is better than you guys were like because they're computers.
They're real people in the TV.
They actually capture
tiny
them.
Little people.
With the help of the PlayStation,
like Pokemon.
They use Wayne Zielinski to them. Still to come. Bring them all down to size. Trap them in the game.
Thank you for your time.
Who's it next? Who's it? Yeah, Jack Tretton's the most boring man on the planet.
I know. It's like watching your dad talk about video games. Graphics. Money.
As you just saw, PlayStation Move to a title can define the experience.
New title.
I'd like to introduce a new title coming to PlayStation Move this fall. From the members, one of the best-selling.
Oh, no way! Sports Champions!
Sports!
Oh, that's my favorite game.
That meant sports. What the fuck?
And Jeremy Ray to show his medieval
another sports
movie,
guy?
Deadman's Quest.
Wait, no, these aren't sports guys.
Thank you, Jack. And hello, everyone. Medieval Moves is a fantasy action adventure.
Did you just say PlayStation Move is a game played with PlayStation Move?
No,
yeah,
it's called Medieval Moves.
Medieval Moves.
Oh.
The shoehorning the name of the product in is annoying.
I see.
No, it's called Medieval Moves.
This is another sorcery. So expect to never see this one for sale.
Yeah.
Guys, I loved sorcery.
We'll show you just how easy it is to incorporate.
It's a top-notch title. I'm glad we've all played it.
Together, forming an intuitive and immersive experience. Let's take a look at the game.
Yeah, this is sorcery again.
Oh, this is sorcery. They probably renamed it.
Jeremy is controlling the game and the main character's actions with the Move controller. He can naturally go from slashing enemies with a sword.
Is it?
To
this
is different.
No, this is different.
Yeah.
This game would look terrible if it wasn't
no
using the move.
System and no
would anybody want to play this if this was just
it
using a controller?
Looking through a character.
These throwing stars might not seem as accurate or as powerful as your bow, but what they lack in power, they certainly make
this
up for.
This guy sounds like Bald
speed.
Brian.
Yeah.
At this point, he realistically reaches back into
realistically.
His quiver to grab an arrow, and he knocks the arrow. Then he can take out some unfriendly
But the friendly skeletons, don't hurt them.
Accuracy.
Yeah.
They will aid you in your quest.
I'm so glad that we're
time,
watching this guy from a distance play in 3D, so we just get a blurry image that's far away.
I know.
Thanks.
Your sword and shield are the perfect tool for that.
Look how realistic those walking skeletons are.
Between high action combat,
is he using his sword to unlock it?
Of motion mechanics like the one used to unlock
it turned
door.
Into a key.
Twist your controller to line up.
So it's a magical sword, I see.
Slot
this game
gain
is
entry.
So shitty.
It's a Keyblade, it's Kingdom Hearts 3!
Oh my god!
This is it! Mickey, where are you? Mickey, where you at?
Up on some hidden extras inside these barrels and crates. After you
Demi Lovato,
extras,
you in there?
Let's see what Jeremy's doing, okay. After
if only the
Disney you're a wizard, Harry.
Down,
do you think the Kingdom Hearts games will have
path.
Like all the Disney stars?
Probably.
I hope so.
As you can see,
it's just gonna have the High School Musical kids.
All about one-to-one motion control. So
and what you get is a generic fucking game.
This game looks like a made.
Really,
for
that's
TV
the enemy, the
game.
Skeleton horde. That's
with the skeleton horde chasing us.
Generic game
ladder,
is generic.
We can try to take them out one at a time when we get to the top. Or maybe Jeremy will find something.
Could it be interesting?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nice shot, Jeremy.
Hey, do you guys like Legend of Zelda? We played it once. I think we know what it's like.
Closing the hatch to prevent these guys from chasing us. Here, Jeremy.
Why is he throwing ninja stars?
Oh, God. He sounds bored.
And again,
yeah,
there's no
Jeremy.
He goes from one weapon to
Jeremy
the next.
Jeremy is...
With the motions he performs. Medieval moves offers
secret
a lot of
found.
Player choice. In this case, a secret path is revealed after shooting
medieval.
Those explosive barrels. There are many branching paths found in medieval moves. Using our grappling hook, we can head outside through the secret path, or we can go inside the tower. Let's go up for now. But I encourage you to see the surprise waiting for you on the other path at the booth.
There's going to be a crazy surprise, guys. It's going to be...
Wow.
How are you
going to...
Yeah, aim that thing, you moron.
What's he going to try? Okay, that didn't seem to work. Let's see. If he can time this just right... Let's see if he...
Jeremy is awesome.
Great job, Jeremy.
He's my hero.
Is he getting like treats after completing certain things?
Scooby snacks,
Hanjos and stuff.
Oh, look at that! Your
ninja stars
aren't doing shit.
Ninja star. Uh-oh. Is that a cockroach?
A brute. What are we gonna do about this?
I can't
guy?
Tell what's going on
this
screen.
A lot
to be honest,
than the grunts
it's
that
dark,
come
and
up
your character's
before.
Directly in front of the camera at all times.
Great job, Jeremy.
Oh great!
Oh great! More medieval moves.
Flames blocking the path. There's gotta be. What are you gonna try?
Next up, sorry, mic stand.
I mean, yeah, he sounds bored, but I mean, you guys can't see this at home.
That's kind of interesting.
But they're all laying on couches.
Oh wait,
they're all in beanbag chairs.
They're just relaxing.
Medieval Moves Deadman's Quest will be available in fall 2011.
What's it called? Medieval Move what quest?
Oh, it's called Medieval
Moves
Quest. Deadly boring.
Thanks, guys. There's no question.
Yes, there is. There's a big question.
And that choice is to never buy Medieval Moves. What games to buy?
They want how the hell is Jeremy so good?
With PlayStation Move required titles like Start the Party 2 and Everybody Dance to powerhouse
007.
Franchises like Resistance, Harry
Cabela's.
Potter, Dead, and NBA 2K12, the PlayStation
yeah,
Move
no other system has Cabela's.
Those options grow exponentially when we add Move experiences to the titles currently on the market.
Ooh.
A great example of that comes from
tomorrow.
A title that we're launching tomorrow. Infamous 2.
Cole McGrath.
I know. I feel like video game characters are just getting lazier and lazier with these names. John Johnson. The name's Jack Action Man.
Damn, he's got like a...
I'm gonna get some new powers.
That guy's got a sweet pompadour. I'm gonna come right back.
I guess it's time I go introduce myself.
Whoa, Infamous has got running, it's got explosions.
Guys with guns!
Shooting. Oh, ambulances! That's an innovation. It's in 3D, ambulance. I don't know if this game's in 3D.
So wait, don't understand why they're showing this if it's coming out tomorrow.
Hello, Bert. Yeah, it's an announcement for their shareholders.
Ugh. This seems like a waste of time. Why not talk about something else?
No, I would rather watch this than listen to that guy talk some more.
Well, he's coming back out to talk about this. And his God is
my witness. Who is that guy? Is that Napoleon?
Wait, what the fuck?
No, that was the guy from the EA conference. Poorly CG. Right. Cryptkeeper, man.
This game looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
We should all play the first one, because it's free now.
I'll play the first. Yeah. The first one's really good.
It's from the people who made Sly Cooper, right?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah, Sucker Punch.
They made Sucker Punch made that movie.
It's from Zack Snyder. Oh, this is the Owls of Gahool.
Oh, look, a silhouette of a man inside the O. That's never been done before on a logo.
It hasn't?
No.
You think somebody would have done that before.
I know, you feel like maybe Dead Rising or Dead Island.
It was done inside of the first Infamous.
Or maybe Alan Wake.
The first
Who
Infamous
knows?
Did it.
While the title launches tomorrow, we're continuing to invest in the experience, and this fall we'll be adding a unique user-generated
You can create racing levels.
Infamous 2. Gamers will not only be able to create their own online
what?
Missions, but do so with PlayStation Move.
That's just dumb.
Isn't it an open world game?
Yeah.
Another example of how we're adding to the PlayStation Move library comes from one of our most popular franchises, Little Big Planet. Starting in September, we'll add a much deeper PlayStation Move functionality to Little Big Planet 2, with the ability to create your own levels with and for PlayStation
Move. He's like, looks at this dedicated idea, community. With the support right, of the bitches? Dedicated community,
it won't be long until fans
I know the dedicated community that just makes Nintendo games for it.
Well, now they can make Wii games.
Like yeah. Big Planet have now we can build Wii games in our PlayStation.
Our goal has always been to provide that
I feel like they come out with a new slogan or logo ones. Or catchphrase for PlayStation exactly every year.
And comes from the team that
this
created
Skyhawk.
One of the first PlayStation Network titles.
Starhawk.
Set for release in early 2012, please take a look at Lightbox Interactive and Sony Santa Monica's new run-and-gun third-person
shooter. Yeah, it looks
shooter,
fucking awesome.
Starhawk.
Is it... Silverhawks? So this is a tie-in with Star Fox, right?
Yeah, this is a sequel to Star Fox.
Right.
Well, you remember the Hawk from Star Fox?
Yeah.
Starcrock.
We came to this place to stake our claim.
It's him!
Starhawk?
It's too human.
Wait, that looks like too human and the guy from Infamous. And
tempted by together at last. Oh, and there's Master Chief.
I think that's a hell ghast. I'm glad they're sending a CG. I really want to know if they could make some sweet pre-rendered cutscenes. I didn't want to know about their ability to make any video games. Transformers! Michael Bay directed this one.
He looks sort of like a Metal Gear.
I know, right?
Gear?
Sort of exactly like a Metal Gear.
Chrome Hounds 2.
I wish. Chrome Hounds is the best. Whoa! Whoa! The universe is a brutal
place. Oh, is it a Star Destroyer? Oh, no, it's a logo.
Please show us some gameplay.
They probably will.
I hope.
Welcome to the new God, team. I hate that. The end of every trailer. PlayStation make doth believe.
Nope.
There's one worldwide studio's title.
No gameplay.
Spyro.
Hundreds of emails from consumers about each
Crash
year.
Bandicoot.
Spyro.
Asking, when are we bringing this franchise back to
Spyro.
Crash no, Bandicoot.
Mario.
Crash Bandicoot.
That has sold more than 4
Azeric.
It's Spyro.
First introduced it in 2002. This is a great family-friendly
it's Spyro.
It's Spyro.
It's Spyro.
Hardcore
yeah.
gamers couldn't put down.
No.
Yeah, you Crash Bandicoot.
Grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Ratatouille?
It's Ratatouille! He's back!
Sly Cooper?
Monkey Bone?
Yes!
It is Sly Cooper, yeah.
Oh, sweet!
Didn't we just get a Sly Cooper game?
No, they got that... No, oh,
no.
This is that Moves game, isn't it?
No, that already came out.
We got the... No, we got the HD remix.
Yeah, I really want to
get
those.
Yeah, get those.
Yeah, I love Sly. Sly 2. I never played
that Move game came out, right? The Move Heroes, I think it's called?
Yeah.
This is a pretty cool trailer.
Yeah.
Pre-rendered.
Yeah, I know.
I like it. I'm liking these pre-rendered
trailers. Are you telling
trailers.
Me the entire time not 1 ounce of light hit him so you can see him?
He's Sly Cooper.
But we still don't know who this is. This could still be Spyro.
Yeah.
Gex the Gecko.
Oh.
Oh no, buffering.
I'm not your cheesy macaroni, Sly Cooper.
Little wacky trailer. Let's get some dancing in there.
Bentley, this is the last time we ever leave Dimitri in charge of the hideout.
Thieves in Time.
Also the first time.
Worked for Russian Plunker.
Oh, cool. Concept there.
Well, do you guys like pre-rendered stuff and concept art? Because you'll love this game.
No, it's not just our own worldwide studio titles.
Buffering.
Exclusive content on PlayStation 3. We have incredible support from our publishing partners as well. Every publisher understands the value and benefit of having content that separates them from the pack. Our next guest has built their heritage on the world's largest science fiction.
Oh, sweet.
Fiction
I think that's
MMOs.
Right.
This
Death
is the one
14.
That's a shooter.
Yeah, the shooter one. This looks pretty interesting.
I think they're going to announce it as a
Hilmar Pierre Toussaint.
Exclusive.
It looks like they're going to show stuff, too.
Thank you, Jack. Good evening.
Hello,
everyone.
Hilmar.
My name is
from
Hilmar.
You do.
I'm going to show you this pre-rendered trailer.
A place known for spewing volcanic dust.
That'd be great if they had a guy standing next to a TV with a controller, and he just hits play with the X button, and then they play a pre-rendered cutscene.
Together with Sony, CCP is proud to announce Dust 514 as a PlayStation 3 exclusive.
And the screen goes black.
Dust is a persistent shooter focused on ground
combat
and planetary conquest.
No, that's enough. Shut up.
If that wasn't enough, we're doing something
we're bringing the
that
Kinect.
Has never been attempted before.
Oh.
We're taking a console shooter and connecting it directly
what?
To
I read about this the other day.
MMO.
I've known about this for a long
Dust
time.
And EVE Online will combine to create
Shard a supercomputer.
Yeah. The same supercomputer.
Yeah, make fun of them for talking different. Way to go, Angel.
Game,
it works for me.
Support. A dedicated home space. And finally, we're expanding the experience to the NGP. So, how about I just show
so
you...
So it's on
PS3,
PC, and NGP?
This is one universe,
yeah.
One
huh.
more. Thank you.
Will it have transferring?
Probably.
You're going to be able to transfer your Metal Gear saves to this.
Sweet.
Play a snake.
All right.
All right,
Imperial Stormtroopers, got you.
ODST is falling from the sky.
His graphics are good.
Yeah, they are.
The smallest red dot site known to man.
What do you think, users? Or users?
Listeners.
No, we have users. This is a
breeders,
MMO now.
Viewers, whatever you are.
Fucking breeders?
Realistic bullet holes, I like it.
Yeah, what? This looks pretty cool.
Shields are gone.
Yeah, it does. Regenerating
I
health.
Sci-fi shooters over modern warfare shooters any day. And voiceovers.
They told us we had no chance.
That guy's dead.
Yeah, what was the fucking point of having a personalized, like, you know, helmet when you got fucking blown to pieces anyway?
I don't judge your ambitions.
Sky Cubes.
I only judge what you can afford. Pay my price, and I'll strike down the heavens.
So was that... was somebody actually playing that, or was that all just a trailer?
It looks like it's a trailer.
Is the moment that will change everything. On this day, the blood I spill will burn down an empire.
That's mean.
The world will burn.
Yeah, it is. Who would do that?
Sovereign? More Mass Effect? Really?
This is the postmodern warfare that you're talking about, right, Matt?
Yeah, this is postmodern warfare.
On this battlefield, one shot.
Like that shot that was heard around the world or whatever.
Dude, that is Sovereign. That's exactly what it sounds like.
I know they destroyed the relay.
And without having to put an asteroid into it. Impressive.
Ding.
Dust 514. Why couldn't you just call it Dust?
Yeah, because the PlayStation now has shooters.
Is bringing richer and deeper experiences. First PlayStation
Dust
shooter.
Will be coming exclusively to PlayStation Network.
How about Final Fantasy 14?
I'm going to have a full release spring of 2012. Spring of 2012.
Our next guest has created possibly the industry's most unique
PlayStation Home universe.
Let's take a look. Rational Games.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, buffering! Why?
Oh, there we go. BioShock Infinite.
Elizabeth.
Promise me.
I will
Boob
stop.
Shock.
Yeah,
Infinite.
I know.
That is an oath you cannot keep.
I will touch your boobs, okay.
That if it comes to it, you will not let him take me back.
Don't move, I'll be right back.
Air roller coasters. Woo!
That's a lot of roller coasters in this game.
Did you say
fucker?
Fucker?
Or Booker, maybe.
Woo.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, is this making fun of America? Cool.
That's cool. Finally.
There's the dead silence with this.
They just fucking blew everyone's mind.
Oh god, that PlayStation.
PlayStation.
So dumb.
Hey. I was going to the wrong stage.
Hi, Ken
Levine. I'm Ken Levine. I'm the creative director of Irrational Games, and
Ben Stiller.
You know, we've been doing a lot of press.
No, David Duchovny.
BioShock Infinite recently.
It's actually the love child of Ben Stiller and David Duchovny.
Well, I heard that David Duchovny was a sex addict, and that Ben Stiller is super fuckable.
In this interview, let's just say I expressed some skepticism about the very concept of motion control.
Our Mulder.
I may have said a few. Uncharitable things about the PlayStation.
Yeah, more apologizing.
So, you know, days later, a coworker tells me there's somebody who wants to have a phone meeting with me about the interview.
He's like, nervous as fuck right now.
That's the Ben Stiller side of him.
And, you know, I was like, oh, great. I really want to have this conversation. And, you know, I took the meeting, and I expected, you know, a lot of, like...
What was
like
his name again?
...gnashing of teeth and nervousness. And instead, what they said is, they said, Ken, look, we want to make you a believer. And I was like, look, dude, Irrational, you know, we don't do, like, you know, that. You know, that's not our thing. You know, we don't do that, and we don't do that. You know, we do this. You know, we do the core games. You know, DualShock stuff. And then they said something that struck a chord with me. They said, you know, we're not talking about this or that. What we're talking about is removing this barrier of entry that people who love your story and love your worlds, who love
play
the idea
games.
Of BioShock, but they just can't get their head around this? What if they could play your game? And what would you wager if you could get those people on board to try your game as well as your core audience without sacrificing anything? And I said, look, I tell you what I won't wager is I won't wager these people. And they said, look, you don't have to. So, you know, they sent us a PlayStation.
Does this guy actually talk like this?
And the first thing we noticed is that the damn thing kind of looks like DualShock. You know, it's got all the cool buttons and everything. And we started playing around with it. And once we got past that initial anxiety that our game
would translate
well.
Can you just show us a fucking game?
No, Matt, shut up.
Opportunities, other ways to interact with the world, with Elizabeth, you know, with the skyline, how you can move around in that space. But I don't have
it's
a ton
funny
of time.
I imagine you had all time in the world.
And we're going to talk about that another day, and we're just getting rolling. But we're going to have PlayStation Move on the BioShock Infinite. On BioShock Infinite. And the exciting part is we're just starting to get our head around what that can mean.
Who's and no, banging no away on something?
You know, there's another game we've been thinking about for a long time. It's a bit of a pet project of Irrationals. And it's set in the BioShock universe. And this has been kicking around for a few years now.
And it's oh my god, he's still talking.
The design is still evolving. But
oh my god, it's that NGP.
The NGP.
It's on this guy.
Woo!
On the NGP. And so this is going to be interesting, too. Listen, thanks, everyone. And we hope we see a lot of you at the booth to check out BioShock Infinite. And if not,
see you later, dude.
I hope you guys come see the game at the booth. If not, then that's cool. I mean, you don't have to.
Maybe next time.
I think Sony figured out that people playing games on stage is boring, so instead they just want to show really short, mostly pre-rendered cutscenes.
As well as delving into the BioShock universe on NGP. To show further strength to this partnership and an example of publishers taking advantage of the great opportunity.
Or taking advantage of our wallets.
Consumers who buy the PS3 version of BioShock Infinite will also get a copy of the first BioShock on the same Blu-ray disc. This is an experience only available on PlayStation. Now, another partnership that we're proud to announce is with THQ in Saints Row the Third. It will include an exclusive game mode.
Man, Sony got all the exclusives this year.
This exclusive game mode will have players utilizing the unique weapon of Saints Row.
Do you get the dildo sword only on PS3?
Colorful enemies.
Only them. It does dildo swords.
No, you get the dildo sword in real life.
It only does dildo swords.
Another title with support on PlayStation Move that will have exclusive content on our network is from Paramount and Bad Robot. It's based on the massively popular Star Trek franchise and timed with the J.J. Abrams Star Trek film next year. It's a co-op action adventure with an original storyline that will capture the authenticity of the Star Trek brand and be fully compatible with PlayStation Move. Paramount will also release a movie.
Phaser peripheral!
Made famous by
that's kind of cool.
Is that really cool? Because I was like, that's cool.
If you like the Move and you like Star Trek, that's pretty cool.
They realize that
I like the Cookie Monster Wiimote sleeve. So I thought that was kind
of
cool.
A playable prequel to the full game in the form of a digital only title available exclusively on the PlayStation Network. Both of these titles from Paramount will be PlayStation Move enabled and playable in 3D. Let's take a look.
Not early footage of the game, just early footage. It's going to be some silent films.
Pre-alpha gameplay? So it's not even good enough.
It's actually just going to be photos of the code.
Oh, there he is. I think I found the hidden enemy. He's right there.
The hidden enemy is Darth Vader.
Send space. Boy, Spock's.
Spock and Chris Pine.
So is this game based on the second movie, or is it just related
to it? No, it's a different story.
Okay.
But it's with the same cast.
Sure is exciting, man.
Phasers and explosions.
Hey, I'd like to play an action-packed Star Trek game.
Huh.
Oh, I had a move symbol. I'm glad, I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm glad they put those on there.
Those were so fucking annoying.
One publishing partner that is
excelled at creating amazing PlayStation experiences year after year is Electronic Arts. For the last two decades, EA has maintained a unique relationship with Sony Computer Entertainment and with PlayStation fans all over the world. Today, I'm excited to reveal three more exclusive offers coming only on PlayStation 3. To begin with, the epic snowboarding franchise SSX. Born on the PlayStation will return this year with SSX. And for the PlayStation 3 only, EA is...
Sony is basically telling me, throw away your Xbox 360. You're not going to need it anymore.
This exclusive level features 10 unique drop points.
Kudos to Sonoma's games.
That's right. Fuji, I'll just follow him on Twitter.
NASA satellite data, and only PlayStation 3 owners will get to experience it. Next up is Need for Speed The Run. EA's amazing cross-country race that features dozens of incredible vehicles, including eight of the world's hottest supercars. Feedback from gamers who love this franchise confirms that these supercars are what makes Need for Speed so exciting. And with that, PS3 owners are going to get a special Blu-ray disc with seven additional supercars, including the Super Sport, the Hennessy Venom GT, and the Bugatti Veyron, only on PS3. And then finally this fall...
Drawer-dropping. That's going to drop your pants. Drawer-dropping.
Battlefield 3. The PlayStation 3 version of this blockbuster will be bigger than any other.
It's using a...
EA is using the extra storage vinyl capacity of record. Blu-ray to add a second game, Battlefield 1943, to the disc. That gives PlayStation owners one of the most exciting games of the year, bundled free with one of the most popular
what
games
is the other
offered
game?
On the PlayStation.
Battlefield 1942.
That extra and exclusive content...
Oh, 1943?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay.
It should be 42, though. Experience I think that's what he meant.
So wait, is it a new game or is it the old game?
It's the old one.
It's the old one.
PlayStation's mobile gaming offering, and of course, Electronic Arts.
Yeah, they got 30 minutes to talk about that forever.
Here to talk about that newest member of the PlayStation family is the president and group CEO of Sony Computer Entertainment and president of Sony's Consumer Products and Services Group,
Kazuo Hirai. When are they going to bring out Jack Butler to make funny jokes?
Hey, Jack.
When or Kevin Butler.
When did he...
Jack Butler.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
When did Kevin...
Maybe he's Kevin Butler's brother or something.
How about that tie? How about that tie? How about that fucking suit doesn't fit you?
How about that tie?
Applause for his tie. First time I've seen anybody from Sony Computer Entertainment actually on stage wearing a tie.
I know. His, I'm
still his not dude, how are we going to wear a suit that fucking fits you, dude?
So anyway, good to see you all.
You have the money.
6 years ago...
He's like Snoop Dogg. He's really self-conscious about how skinny he is. And about how much pot he smokes.
And we said that we would build an ecosystem of content and network services that matched our incredible heritage. And the world of network entertainment has undergone a significant change since we launched PlayStation Network. And we can, of course, attest to the importance of having that connected experience across all our
Connect.
Products. Devices that are connected to content,
Connect.
And of course, connected to each other.
Connect.
And we learned a lot during the recent outage of the PlayStation Network. And one of the most important things we learned was about the trust
and how easy it is to take credit card information from us.
And we have been overwhelmed by the support from our fans who recognize the value
of
the
God.
Experience. And we thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We know that the network experience
I guess.
Is not only critical for home entertainment, but it's equally important for mobile entertainment as well. And we ushered in a lot of that adoption for portable entertainment back in 2004 when we introduced the original PlayStation Portable. And at the time, cell phones were unable to deliver the deeper, richer gaming experiences. But after 6 years, these multifunction devices are ready for PlayStation-like experiences. So the question is, how do we deliver a PlayStation-level
experience? Apparently as boring as possible.
The answer is...
The answer is what we're calling PlayStation Suite.
Wait, that's PlayStation Suit.
Oh, I thought
it's a new brand of candy.
Like candy. Oh.
Starting with PlayStation certified
all video games
Android
come with candy.
Smartphones and tablets. This isn't just the PlayStation install base that will experience our products in a totally new way. It's a whole world that will experience.
They really need show, don't tell.
Yeah.
And we
they need to make not believe. Wait.
No, they don't have any information. They just said they'll have more
That's
information
so good.
In the future.
The PlayStation content from their certified devices, it's only a matter of time before many of them come knocking on the door of
PlayStation 3 is getting a door installed?
Of course, our next generation portable. And now, as I mentioned, absolutely
so no PlayStation 3.
The evolution of the digital living room of content.
How did this guy get this? My penis is freaking huge. Really?
Anywhere and everywhere is the PlayStation Portable. It's been a home console-like gaming experience in the palm of your hand.
Wait.
He said something about candy, right? I wasn't hearing things. PSP, we get candy?
They're talking about the dead system, the PlayStation Portable.
We created our next generation portable to be
okay,
one
good,
that
NGP.
Breaks traditional boundaries of entertainment with new
Does every new candy come packaged with old candy?
New ways to interact with your world and new ways to interact with your friends and, of course, with your entertainment. This product introduces elements like a dual touchpad, an OLED screen, and dual cameras that provide an augmented reality experience to allow you to play with every aspect of your real life.
Ridge Racer!
is a oh man, I would lose it if he did that.
To the DNA of this product. So, I'm very proud to showcase, for the first time in North America, the successor
please.
To the PlayStation Portable. What you've come to know as NGP, our next generation portable...
Oh man, what's it going to be called?
PlayStation
Vita.
Oh, Vita.
PS Vita.
PSV just sounds like...
Thank you.
No, that doesn't roll off the tongue in a nice way.
PS Vita doesn't sound good either.
What does Vita mean?
Penis Vita.
Vita means life. And we're confident that PlayStation Vita will be the first product that truly blurs those lines between entertainment and your real life, empowering you to play, interact, and connect like never before. The features alone are cutting edge. Two analog sticks that give you dual shock-like control of games.
Two analog sticks.
Multi-touch 5-inch OLED screen. Front and rear touchpads. 6-axis motion sensing technology. And of course, my favorite feature, front and rear cameras.
Whoa!
Allowing for augmented reality.
On a handheld. Wait.
Never before seen.
Never before seen, except on our competitor's handheld that's already out.
Interactive entertainment. PlayStation Vita will have both Wi-Fi and 3G Wi-Fi models for on-the-go entertainment. This will allow for everything from social
and to looking at porn on the toilet.
That help you find and meet friends.
Yes, as I'm on the toilet, I can take a picture of my dick.
Now, of course,
and you can send it to
just
people
like all your favorite sports
Wi-Fi's.
Network features and ambitions requires the nation's fastest mobile broadband network. And we'll be partnering with AT&T.
Why?
The exclusive carrier for PlayStation Vita.
There's laughter and booze.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god.
There we go. Now, customers with an AT&T service plan will also have free access at more than 24,000 AT&T Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide.
Epic fail.
And together,
PlayStation.
We'll deliver breakthrough.
Don't say epic fail. I'll kill you, Angel. I'll kill you myself.
Your entertainment.
I'll hire Mr. Caffeine to come to your house.
And more information, including pricing and the carriers for the other territories.
No bueno.
Will be announced soon.
Wait, so you didn't give the price?
PlayStation Vita offers a truly unique social experience. And there are a few key
over 9,
they're not gonna.
With a feature we're calling Party. Users
over 9,000 yen
on PlayStation Vita can voice chat live over headsets or the built-in microphone no matter where they are.
That's better than the PS3.
And it's a perfect way.
Wait,
to
you tell me the PSV is going to get a party chat
from wherever.
Can somebody fucking update the PlayStation Network on the PS3 now?
Is a social connection tool for PlayStation Vita.
Near. I thought there's that stuff that you can put on your legs instead of shaving.
Yeah.
You, recommend content to them, compare trophies, and a variety of other social connection tools for the PlayStation Network. Both Party and Near will power
Near,
the
douchebag.
Experience for PlayStation Vita, and we'll be unveiling more specifics
in the near future. What's he saying? I don't get this.
In the near future, you know, it's for short,
social networking,
son.
And community elements are a critical component for PlayStation Vita. This is the best proof that with PlayStation Vita, our content experiences and network, the world is in play. Now, to showcase some of the
we're going to talk about them for 15 more
here's
minutes.
Here's some pre-rendered cutscenes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Senior Vice President for Worldwide Studios North America.
What if he came out doing a roadie run?
Hey, Scott.
Why is everyone wearing such big clothes?
Yeah, I know. What the hell?
For everyone that has
this guy's got the tallest
studios,
polo tee I've ever seen.
Truly inspired working on PlayStation Vita.
He's also wearing a boom mic in the middle of his chest.
But you don't have to take our word
it's
for
so you can hear him in 3D.
When you see these demos and play some of the content after the show, you will see firsthand that the advanced technology packed into the
PlayStation makes me want Velveeta.
Will deliver gameplay.
We're not going to actually show those right now.
Sony Bend is no stranger to creating great portable games. Their work on the Siphon Filter and Resistance Retribution franchises on PSP was highly regarded.
By the six people that bought those games.
Yeah. Today, we're going to show you a brief demo of
Uncharted
Golden Abyss.
Golden Piss.
So please welcome John
Golden
Garland,
Showers.
Golden
Chris
Showers. Now Nady Drake's into that.
Thanks, Scott. When John and I first started working
yeah,
on
he looks like he sounds.
Over 2 years ago and got our first glimpse
John
of what
Garvin,
we, do, we became
definitely going to be a fat guy.
Possibilities
just a couple of fat dudes. They both look so uncomfortable.
So today, guy on the right looks like Drew Carey.
No, isn't that Dennis Nedry?
No, that's the Drew Carey of Christmas Past. He's lost weight.
The Vita looks pretty big.
No, he just has
maybe not.
Really tiny hands.
They can't show us a video on the projector. They have to hold it in front of a camera.
How the hell do I
it's more exciting this way. It's like you're really there. Those are like my hands.
So, how do you get
Uncharted 3 demo.
If you put your hands behind your laptop, it looks like you're actually playing it.
Is incredibly high. Everyone knows
everyone.
Who is, how he looks.
We already know how he moves, and looks, and sounds.
PlayStation Vita had to have the memory and processing power not just to allow us to get Drake right, but the environments as well. As you can
there's
see,
some impressive graphics.
Vita enables us to
yeah,
use
they are.
Techniques like water shaders and dynamic lighting for casting real-time shadows. But we also knew that gameplay was going to be just as important as the visual.
So unfortunately, we couldn't add any gameplay.
We used all the processing power on these plants, so you just get a mini game.
Don't worry, gameplay
collection.
So we can show off how our touch melee system works. Here, instead of using the square button for combat, the entire screen becomes a virtual button. You can just tap the fist button.
Wait, there's a fist button?
Touch the enemy directly.
I'm getting it.
For traversal, we allow players to use
touch.
Traditional
or touch.
Or touch. Here you can see that Chris is having Drake climb the wall.
Whoa!
Using the sticks and buttons.
Sticks and buttons?
We wanted to
on
make
a
sure
video game?
I've
never before seen.
Simply pick up the game and play it using controls they were used to. But in places where it made sense, we've incorporated PlayStation Vita controls.
Their way of showing off the crazy new features of this is a game that's already on consoles.
The graphics look great, but I mean, this is gameplay we're all very familiar with.
The graphics look worse than on PS3, though.
You can tap, use the buttons and sticks, or combine the two. We kind of have a motto.
The touchscreen is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's fine, but...
See, like, I wonder... like how this is actually going to feel as a handheld.
And Drake will follow. Probably like the PSP because it's, I mean, it's shaped the same way. They probably feel the same.
I don't know. I just can't imagine like playing games on this like in the car, like on a plane or something.
By running and pressing the X button, or he can tap on the ledge and Drake performs a cinematic leap.
You shouldn't be playing video games while you're driving, Adam.
Yeah, he's supposed to pass the time.
The game, we began to discover that there were things you could do with the PlayStation Vita that you just couldn't do on a regular console. Along these walls,
that's pretty
Chris
cool.
is using a technique we call painting
yeah,
engines.
Yeah, then you don't actually have to use any skill to
a
jump.
Of stones and ledges, highlighting the route you want Drake to climb.
These don't take any skill to climb.
Some of them are pretty difficult to find the right rock. I don't know.
Of course, while tapping edges to climb is fun, tapping
I smell Assassin's Creed PSP.
It's exactly the same as pressing a button!
I know, you're just press. The button is now moved into the middle of the screen.
Every
entire screen is now a button, Matt.
We brought over all of Drake's combat controls, snapping and shooting from cover.
Touchscreens aren't exciting anymore. Why don't they understand that?
All right, let me shut up for a second and let Chris play through this.
Oh, Chris, you're so good at playing.
Yeah. Great job, Chris. They should bring Jeremy out again.
Get Jeremy out. And Mr. Caffeine to narrate.
Oh, gosh. I thought that was coming from the web stream, and I almost lost my shit.
Look at this tiny screen. I can't tell what's going on.
Yeah, could you please
capture
this
inches,
onto a
man.
Bigger screen?
It's huge.
They chose the most unflattering
I
way.
Like,
they,
I like
could have at least gotten a hand
he has
model.
To, like, move it back and forth, and that makes it even harder
to
see.
Enhance the core combat. So, for example, to reload, Chris can just tap the weapon icon, or to pick up a new weapon, he can either tap on its icon or
the switching
weapon
between
itself.
Weapons was almost impossible before.
Wait, this is that was the animation?
Nice job. Okay, that's our demo. To
I guess breathing
up,
so heavily.
Just to create an authentic Uncharted game.
I know, I could hear his breathing so clear.
PlayStation Vita. We have a lot more to show. We have brought two demos with us back in the arcade area, so please stop by.
I think I'm like 30 seconds behind you guys.
I'm pretty sure this guy was in Jurassic Park.
Like the way we're using rear touch.
Yeah, I like that a feature on the new Uncharted is rear touch.
It'd be great also in the middle of that demo, and it was like, you haven't said the magic word.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks, Chris. The job looks amazing. So one word.
Full of just enthusiastic people.
Group identified the opportunity to create what we are calling a social action RPG that will not only get RPG and action fans excited, but that is also directly compatible with PS3.
Ruin.
This game is called Ruin. Please welcome Jeff Litchford from Idle Minds and Travis Williams from Sony San Diego.
More breathing.
It's coming. You have to connect.
Hi.
I thought that was you guys breathing at first.
Hi, everyone.
Do they all have to, like, run a lap around around the building before doing these?
Who's winded?
No, they just have to walk up three stairs.
They're all out of
everything
breath.
Everything you expect from an action role.
Why is he winded?
His shirt's unbuttoned like he just...
Tons of loot. A lot of experiences.
He's been playing Move all day.
Yeah.
He was actually just finished playing the Kinect.
We started with combat.
Gonna collapse on stage.
So, poor guy.
Take it away, Jeff. So to make combat more impactful, we created a dynamic battlefield. So Jeff is playing our Infernal Warrior right now. And as you can see, he's really not about a whole lot of defense. He's all about attacking. So the player attacks through a series of combos. These are very action-oriented sequences. And test your reach. So you won't be actually pushing...
You're just going to push the screen and wait for some attacks.
These creatures are seriously smashed.
Bone-crunching impacts.
So sad.
He took a breath in the middle of bone-crunching.
They destroy monsters and the environment alike. So it's really an amazing experience on the PlayStation Vita. How you doing? So next we wanted to forge a competitive connection between the players. So in Ruin, other players are your rivals.
Hates you.
A stranger that you've never even met can become your rival. And through your actions, you can help, hinder, or even harm them. And now this is all posted, you know, through the PlayStation network and social networks like Twitter and
he's
and
powering
Facebook.
Through these sentences.
And also our community site.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Oh, this guy's the best.
So
I wish he
example,
was doing this whole thing.
Here we are currently attacking a lair of one of our rivals. Now this level is indicative of what a rival's lair could look like. Throughout the game, our rival has been building his lair. His choices change the dungeon we have to fight to reach him. As he grows in power, so does his lair and the difficulty of the dungeon that actually protects it. And as Kaz said earlier, the ability to be constantly connected is a critical differentiator for the PlayStation Vita, and especially in Ruin. Events happen in real time. Your ability to quickly react to attacks against your lair are going to reward you with more loot and more experience points.
So you want to keep your PlayStation VR.
Also because it's super fucking expensive and you don't want it to get stolen.
You just want to hang out on a couch and play on a big screen. So Ruin will also have a PlayStation 3 SKU that will work seamlessly with the PlayStation Vita version. So we just save Ruin to the cloud and resolve on the PC.
Oh no, PC. He let it slip. It's coming to PC
so to
too.
How this works, Jeff is going to save his progress, go over to his PS3, and pick up exactly where we left off.
And transfer it.
Hey, cool. Now we can actually capture the video so we can see what this game looks like. So I know that this game is purple and orange. And it looks to be sort of like...
So is the PS3 version the same game?
Yeah.
And you can just go back and forth, okay.
It's not a PS3 version. He's just connecting to the PS3 system.
With other players, yeah. Oh, on the Vita?
Yeah.
I see. Including
that's cool.
Yeah.
It's that kind of stuff that I wish Nintendo would do with their handhelds.
For real. Well, I mean, that's hopefully what we're going to see tomorrow.
Yeah, we're not going to see that. But that'd be great.
Thanks, guys. As we have just seen, PlayStation Vita allows you to continue
looks amazing.
On the go or at home, on the big screen, or on the gorgeous OLED screen. Cloud-based saves.
Why is he holding out his hands like he was Jesus?
Is a truly unique.
No, he's a Grand Theft Auto 4 or Grand Theft Auto 3 character.
He doesn't look a thing like Jesus.
He's got claw hands.
He's got claw hands.
One of our PD directors in San Diego.
He actually glued his fingers together.
What is your Vita experience, guys?
Vita. One that is from a well-known IP that we had on this stage 2 years ago.
Foundation Races is great. Oh, I bet you the touchscreen track creator is great. It looks good. It looks like a good handheld.
Thank you, Scott.
But I also don't want to spend that much money on that kind of a handheld. But still, for people who want to, it looks good.
This is an entirely new Mod Nation experience. It is not a port of Mod Nation PS3. It is not
this is a big
port
show?
Of Mod Nation PSP. It's entirely new.
Yeah, everybody's just sweaty and bald all of a sudden. I'm not sure what happened.
Now, during our E3 press conference in 2009, we showed you how to create a fine...
Seriously, were these guys all like a mile away and had to sprint here?
That's why the conference started late.
PlayStation Vita and the talent in Brandon's finger.
He's breathing heavier than the last guy.
We're going to go ahead
and... This is going to be great.
This is going to be cool, yeah.
And what you're going to see is Brandon's going to...
That's really cool.
Panel ...and instantly just... Make a line wherever he wants, however he wants.
Hopefully he doesn't have minute-long load screens.
It's that simple. And you can have a lot of fun doing this for days. I've done it for an entire day myself, literally. Probably shouldn't say it with Scott Rohde right here.
That's really cool.
But the next thing we're going to show for that's specific to the PlayStation Vita here is the editor. And Brandon can just move this around and touch the front touch panel wherever he wants and edit this line. And since we were making a cart track here, we need to bank a turn.
Is the frame rate going slow, or is that just...
Yeah, the frame rate's bad.
To, okay. Around the turn. Let's make a jump, Brandon, because you always want to jump on a cart track. And you see, he just touches the screen, manipulates the spline however he wants. It's fun. It's intuitive. But I
Oh, yeah, this is actually really cool.
Is this how you raise land?
Yes.
Where you can just make
that's really cool.
Out of using both the touch panel. So Brandon's using multiple touch points.
Oh, wow, multi-touch.
And touching that back touch panel. And the more he touches it, the higher the mountains get. He can make them wherever he wants. And you see it's nice and easy. You see an icon where your fingers
are really
touching.
That's really cool.
And it's very intuitive. Additionally... You can touch the front touch panel, and you're going to depress the land and make a nice alpine lake.
That's really cool.
So this track looks like it's forming relatively nicely, but let's go ahead and add a few paint brushes to it. So go ahead and use the tree brush since we're on an alpine theme here. And you see where Brandon touches the front touch panel again, instantly trees are created.
Not instant.
It's that simple. You just put them where you want them to. And let's make it an alpine village. So go ahead and,
there we go.
So you see,
little
you can
happy
have
trees.
A lot of fun just dressing up the track wherever you want.
One last is that a sun floating in the sky? Oh, it's just the cursor.
The
oh no, it is the sun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Power the PlayStation Vita. It's easy to manipulate the lighting, so Brandon can just move it up. Daylight, sunset, any mood lighting setting he wants.
This game looks pretty
so
sweet.
Go ahead and start racing the track, and you're going to see as he races the track all the. Creations and
at least they're showing some actual gameplay and not cutscenes.
No, this game does look sweet. Yeah,
just you're going to see the bank turn.
Not enough to make me want to buy a PS Vita.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool and all, but like, I don't really care about making
shit.
No,
it's one of those things where, I don't know, the 3DS, with its, the 3D that it has, is just enough of a, I don't want to say gimmick, but I mean, it's something that's different than the home console.
Right.
This is a home console. It's got a couple touch screens, which is cool. And I think this looks great.
Oh, where'd it go?
You can literally play the same
but
game.
Yeah, I can. You can. This. You're doing exactly what you
Wait,
doing.
It's not a port. It just looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm sure it's got a different story mode and stuff.
Yeah. The story's really deep on the first one.
No,
it's
so
deep.
Balls
deep. Sharing with you in the months to come. But before we go, I want to leave you with this. Owners of Mod Nation Racers on the PlayStation Vita will have access to the over 200 creations of tracks, mods, and cars.
But it's not the same game.
By our Mod Nation PS3.
It's still really cool.
All available on PlayStation Vita day one. And to show an example of this, here at the arcade and at the E3 booth in the days to come, we have one of the currently top-rated tracks.
Oh, it's probably mine. Tokyo Drift Mountain.
Track from our PlayStation 3 community, and you'll be able to enjoy it.
It's actually what my track is called.
So I invite you to check it out.
Amazing.
Thank you.
It sounds like Bones of Doom. It's the Bones of Doom of Mod Nation
Racers. It's the Bones of Doom of Mod Nation Racers. Thanks, Erickson Band. It looks amazing.
We are very proud to show that cross-platform interaction is functioning in many different ways this early in development on the PlayStation Vita. Even though I don't have time to show you everything I'd like to tonight, I'd like to point out the PlayStation Vita titles will have many different types of cross-platform functionality with the PS3. For example, Wipeout 2048 will have a unique
He really did glue his hands like that.
Yeah, I feel so bad for this guy with his glue fingers.
Who played a prank on him?
This title will be available at launch, and we'll be showing the cross-play.
It's really just your character's
going to have
cross-dress in real time.
So yeah. That's three great ways to connect your PlayStation Vita to your PlayStation 3. Cloud saves, online competition between portable and home consoles, and content sharing. And speaking of content sharing, user-generated content and the idea of play, create, share are unique to PlayStation and an innovation we're very proud of. Little Big Planet is the franchise that started this
nice.
Concept.
Great.
And since it launched in 2008, it has gone on to make developers out of millions of creative consumers around the world. On the PlayStation Vita, Little Big Planet will revolutionize portable gaming by taking advantage of all the great technological innovations that Kaz was talking about earlier.
I don't remember what he was talking about.
So
something about
look,
credit card information and suits. Or ties.
No, Kaz Hirai was talking to us about technology that he can't show.
Cool.
Nice.
Again, this is something that it's Little Big Planet on PlayStation 4 or PlayStation Vita.
Yeah, but they're showing things that
could
be done on the PS3. Right.
No, I know, but it's not different enough for me to be like, oh, I have to get this game. Here's a hipster.
Oh, that's
put your
really
friend's
cool.
hair into the game! Oh! John Depp!
It's the Jester of Tortuga! John Depp himself! Yeah, that's the thing, though. A lot of people like handhelds for gaming on the go, but I never use handhelds for that, so... I usually sit in my bed and play handhelds.
Yeah, right. Basically.
Yeah, Nick's bed is the best for playing handhelds.
Oh, it's yeah, it's so good. There's actually an AT&T mobile hotspot there.
I'm glad they had a little PlayStation thing at the end. Yeah. I forgot what I was watching.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be bored for a new console launch.
The Little Big Planet toolbox has been expanded to take full advantage of the PlayStation
Vita platform.
Well, at least,
like, he is the polar opposite of Mr. Caffeine. Yeah. I'm sort of grateful for that.
It's just his hands. Block hands,
he's
really.
He's Mr. Caffeine Crash. Opportunities are endless. He's just crashing right now. Happy to
add that it will be. He's probably an amputee, and those are prosthetic arms, and you guys are
He's
just
the original
assholes.
Mr. Hands.
As you can imagine, we've had a ton of interest in the PlayStation Vita.
Some
from
sexy
our
macro lens photos of
and
it.
To show you an example of just one of these titles in the works.
How long is this conference?
It's at an hour and a half. It started 20 minutes late.
An hour and a half ago.
Yeah, it's now been going for an hour and a half. They're gonna go late. Street Fighter versus Tekken.
Yeah. Cross Tekken.
Sweet Linkin Park song on the soundtrack.
Actually, only on the PS Vita, you get exclusive Linkin Park downloads.
Awesome. Only if you're connected to an AT&T hotspot.
And the new game Linkin Parkour. Where you play as Chester, whatever, from that shitty band. What?
Wow.
Okay. Whoa.
That is a fabulous shirt.
You doing okay so far?
Bobby Lee showed up to do one of his offensive characters.
I'm sure most of you are aware of the Street Fighter Cross Tekken project.
But now it's on the Vita. Last year.
Hey Adam, are you excited for the chances that they may announce a shitty Sonic game?
I'm here
Hell yeah.
To give you the latest info on this game.
You bet.
Today's announcement is that we have also decided to move forward with a PlayStation Vita
version. Oh, I thought it was only going to be on. It's more news to me that it's coming to consoles with the things that led into this.
Oh, this stupid thing keeps stopping the buffering. I hate it.
Yeah, I know, right?
We're also happy to announce Sucker. That in collaboration Punch. With Sucker Punch,
oh, nice.
Cole from Infamous will be joining
Street Fighter
Cross. He looks like Chuck Green there.
Why would you have Cole in there? He's such a not interesting character.
Well, since we're all here, why don't we check out what kind of damage Cole does in the
Cole makes no sense.
Yay.
Stephen Austin. Oh, I didn't notice
the
that.
Version of the game running in real time.
Yeah.
Okay, please take a look.
God, more people are playing on PS Vitas.
Ooh, frame rate.
We feel that Cole's unique electrical moves and flying
attacks definitely.
Will fit nicely into our game.
Good
Simple command inputs can be carried out by using the touch panel feature of the PlayStation Vita, which enables a wider audience to experience Street Fighter Cross.
This guy needs to stop moving.
Yeah, really.
Not doing so well.
This is the conference is a nightmare. 18 hours long.
Sony always goes long. Remember last year?
I fell asleep during this last year.
It was so long.
Come on, stop buffering.
Angel,
no, that's part of the performance,
it.
Angel.
Oh my god, literally, they couldn't find a gayer guy to put on there?
We already have the game up and running.
No, they could. They decided not to. This guy because
I mean,
he
at
also
least
happened to develop a game.
Fits him, and he's not winded.
PlayStation 3版 こちらの方は E3 の会場でですね
ソニーさんのブース、そしてカプコンのブースでですね、展示してあります。
Oh my god, every 3 seconds, buffering. 触って感じてみてください。ただ、
of course, the PS3 version is here at E3. For you to enjoy at both the Sony booth and at Capcom.
I hope Capcom shows some more from Resident Evil Revelations tomorrow.
They probably won't.
Yeah, I know.
There's probably just not going to be anything at this E3.
Yeah, that's the first thing they've done it here.
Thank you very much to all of our developers and partners on stage today.
Sounds like it's over.
Showing off some amazing content. Release the Vita part. PlayStation Vita.
Yeah.
This is just a sample.
His hands are so good together.
In all, oh man, his hands are the most distracting.
And he's like in a V form the entire time. He's like Vita, Vita, Vita.
He's walking around like Frankenstein's monster.
He is.
He never moves him.
He's looking for a little girl to throw in a lake.
I want to leave you with this brief video to show you some.
Oh my God! He actually folded his hands
on PlayStation Vita. Thanks.
Oh, cool. Exactly what we saw earlier.
Why would I press the screen to jump when I can just do that pressing X?
Cause it's more immersive, okay?
It's also more fun to move your thumb over to the right a little bit.
Or left.
Oh, cool. The F-Zero X ripoffs. Oh, this one actually looks really cool. I wish they would have shown that.
Yeah. Nah, it looks too cool for them to show. They'd rather show games that we've already played a bunch.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys like Little Big Planet? Hope you're not tired of it, because you're going to be soon.
Oh.
The hell?
Yeah, they didn't show that many original games, did they?
No.
They showed,
the hell is
they
this?
They showed some new stuff that was pretty secretive, but it was all pretty generic.
They showed Uncharted Mod Nation Racers.
Oh, I wasn't talking about this. I was talking about the whole show.
Is that Tails?
Yeah. I don't think it was Tails.
Huh.
Cool. Adam? Just accept that Sonic sucks and it's never going to get better and shut up, please.
Not that Tails. Cool. Oh. Different Tails.
Tails of Symphonia. And
yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll wait till tomorrow when they talk about Sonic Anniversary or whatever.
Super Stardust HD? Yeah.
Generations.
God.
Yep, these are, yes, these are all things that we played.
Oh yeah, this game got announced. What's it called?
I don't know. Gauntlet, something or other.
This one that Steve Austin told
us about? Yeah, that's what it looks like.
No, Stephen Austin told us about Little Big Planet. Or no, Mod Nation Racers.
No, big. That was the Big Show.
Backyard Wrestling.
No.
What in the world are we looking at?
It is Outlaw Golf is back.
Are you serious?
No, it's Hot Shots Golf. I'm sure.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He lifted her up. What? What the fuck?
Yeah, that's terrible.
There's gonna be some great upskirt stuff for Alex.
The hell is this? Oh, this Tenchu? Or Tenchi, what is?
The most size
Shenmue
from me.
Pop Spin. Usually they put a little logo
next
to it.
Oh my god, giant enemy crabs. Yes.
These are Chinamen and crabs. Which is really what's going on.
Wait. Poorly animated things.
Yeah, what is
in the world?
What the hell is this?
No, that was just the only PSP game they're announcing today.
Woo!
They did it.
The Pista.
PS Vita.
The next developer, I mean, they're progressively getting more and more winded. The next person's just going to be on life support.
Thank you, Scott. That is some sound. Truly amazing content.
His mic isn't on.
Now it is. The boom mic's on. For making great content. I hear him in 3D.
For PlayStation Vita. And I'm pleased to announce that this entire package of all these incredible features will be available starting from the holiday
How much?
This year.
Wow.
And? As I mentioned, there will be
Shh,
two
be
models
quiet,
available at once.
Here we go.
A Wi-Fi only model.
Get ready to laugh at these numbers.
And a 3G Wi-Fi model. And I'm happy to announce that the Wi-Fi only model will retail for $249.
Same as the 3DS?
Okay.
Wow. That's good.
All right.
Yeah.
But with 3G...
What was it that the PSP launched at? Like almost 400?
It's 399.
€249 and 24,980 yen. And...
$359.99.
Wi-Fi model will retail
Wow.
They did it!
Way to go!
Good job!
Good job, Sony!
An affordable handheld from Sony. Who knew? But by affordable, I just mean in comparison to the competition.
PlayStation Vita will revolutionize
I think it might.
The portable entertainment experience.
Cool.
It takes the best technology from a gorgeous OLED screen to a front
OLED. I've never heard it said like that.
And marry them with the PlayStation Network and the industry's best games and services. PlayStation Vita gives you the most completely entertainment package in the palm of your hands and the power to interact
it's
with
the power of the sun.
It
the palm in the palm of your hands.
You really need to see and feel to believe. With PlayStation Vita, the whole world is really in play. So I encourage all of you to come down.
Are they
going to
strap them to models like they did the 3DS?
Yeah.
Later tonight, as well as our, at our booth all this week.
And they're all named Vita.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your time.
That's it.
They should have played Livin' La Vida Loca. Come on, guys.
That would have been great.
Hey.
That was impressive.
Wait, I think we got closing statements from Snooze a lot.
Great news on Vita, but I can't believe Cosmo.
That was like an hour ago. You can't make a joke about it now.
I had to bust out that Ridge Racer line, but I like my job too much. So.
Yeah, jerk him off.
Yeah.
So as you can see,
literally breath. There's a lot of breath in this.
Is stronger than it's ever been. And for all our grand history, we're on the verge today of a future like any of the previous 16 years. By adding experiences like 3D, PlayStation Move, the Sharpshooter, and the exclusive content from the industry's best developers and bundling them with the additional services of the PlayStation Network,
like
we offer the best entertainment solution available. In addition, with PlayStation Vita around the corner and the amazing titles and services we're lining up for its launch, consumers will get an unparalleled experience from every PlayStation product. We hope you're as excited as we are about the amazing content coming this year to PlayStation. Thank you for your time and attention this evening, but the best is yet to come. We have several special
ladies and gentlemen,
for you tonight.
Black Eyed Peas, Linkin Park.
Check out on the floor, and we look forward to celebrating.
I'm
going to
come on my PlayStation a little bit later.
I really wish they put group chat and PS3 online.
Only if you have a PlayStation Vita.
Okay. Well,
we did it, guys. We sat through two of them.
Yeah. Thoughts. Final thoughts.
I think really all they needed was the NGP announcement.
Yeah,
or
no,
the Vita, excuse me.
Yeah,
the
they should have.
Announcement.
They
it's good that they. It's
that
good.
The
it's good that they kept it to the last, though, because
it is.
Know,
the price,
after that, you know, you're just gonna tune out and not listen to anything they say.
Price, holy shit, amazing.
I mean, $300
for the
is,
one that.
Is
it's
a lot, but it's not as expensive as people thought it was going to be.
Right?
So.
No. And, it's exciting that it's that cheap. It seems like Sony finally learned some lessons. However, the software lineup is
like we were saying, you know, there's nothing new. It's just all sequels.
No, the only thing that doesn't get me is the fact that you can play all those games on a PlayStation 3.
Well, I think they're pushing in a weird direction that it just. I'm sure it interests some people, but to me, playing the same games on a handheld and a console is... That's not what I want.
Yeah, eventually it's almost going to become like an alternate controller that you can purchase, so just so you can put all of your games on your handheld.
$250 controller.
Yeah.
Well, then what do you think about Cafe? Because, I mean, that's seeming like that's what's going to happen.
Well, we still
don't
know what that is.
We don't think anything about it because it doesn't exist.
These are all speculations. But even if that's true, they're selling it with the console.
Mm, I see.
So, I mean, it's not...
Yeah, you're spending like almost $600 for both of these together.
I'm disappointed that there was no Kingdom Hearts.
Well, I mean, as far as the software
Square.
Lineup goes, very disappointing on PS3. I mean, there are a couple of good games coming out that we already knew about.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new, though.
No surprises.
No new announcements, no surprises.
Right.
It seems like the only big surprise that they had in the works was the price.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like,
I know.
That's what they
but
were...
I'm sure they're going to announce more games once it gets closer to launch. I mean, these are just... Obviously, they're showing these titles
but
that...
this is... It's launching this year. This is the time to show off the games that get people excited.
Yes, but at E3, they're also talking to shareholders, and they're going to show the games that look the most like the games that sell a ton on their console.
Right. So I don't think there's probably going to be too many exciting games.
I'm sure they'll announce some more stuff. But, I mean, obviously they want to talk about this stuff because they can say, look, Uncharted sold this many copies. Look at this game and how close to it it looks like.
Right. The disappointing thing is, I guess, to me, that there's not like, oh, it's a new game from the Uncharted developers. You liked Uncharted 2, right?
Here's some handheld dudes. Yeah.
Play it again on your system.
I mean, people are going to buy them regardless because those are all very good selling franchises. So.
Right. And I'm sure they'll be good.
Yeah.
But... not exciting.
Oh, we'll see. I'm, for one, am very excited for tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll see everyone
tomorrow. We'll be back here tomorrow morning to talk about... oh, man, there's going to be so much nerding out on this podcast.
Oh, my God.
Less...
you're probably not going to hear any audio aside from us just squealing like little girls.
Yeah. It's going to be I wonder if we can count the high fives.
Yeah. we'll have a counter down in the corner. Oh, wait, this is a video. We can make a video just for
down
that.
In your corner, in the corner of your bedroom. Look there tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, we'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.